My name is Matt Milner, and this is Locals Only. And with that, we're ready to send it over to Studio 2A. So pleased to be joined by my guest this week, Lee Lesho, and her band playing over at Tap and Bottle later in the week. We'll talk about their album, upcoming shows, and a whole lot more. So live from Studio 2A, here's Lee Lesho.
Won't you tell me what do they try? Practice or what you agree to see? Caroline in everything, no exception to anything. This control you feel you need will bring you your misery. Last time I checked, you were sitting alone. I sent you a breeze and it sure shivered your bones. You looked all around but nothing inside. Yeah, you can feel I am with you tonight. Don't you tell me what to think, try. Practice what you preach to see. Light in everything, no exception to anything. This control you feel you need will bring you your misery. If there's one thing I know, it's that I don't really notice how much time we have and when we leave or where we go. But that love we feel inside, it lives eternally. Heart of mine, I'll drop down to my knees. I wish I could take away the pain and suffering and give it right back all that love I have in me. How could you? Check your thoughts and your ideas twice. 'Cause that which is dark sure can come up as light. Don't you tell me what to think, try. Practice what you preach to see. You're light in everything, no exception to anything. And this control you feel you need will bring you your misery. Let's try that again.
Thank you. take anymore. Give all your love, give it all you've got. All action is born from a seed of thought. And if you believe it, holy water, don't hold your breath, cause it ain't gonna save you. Draw in the life and release it with wonder. Ride on this wave of sound just like thunder.
This is Locals Only, and let's jump in with some introductions. I'd love to hear who's in the room and what everybody's playing tonight.
I'm Lee, and I'm playing the acoustic guitar and lead vocals.
I'm Oscar Fuentes, and I play the acoustic guitar and the saxophone, not tonight, but in the band.
Oscar plays back, many instruments.
The back vocals.
I'm Matt Meza. I'm playing the bass today.
My name is Lucia, and I'm playing the cajon.
Nicholas Walker, a.k.a. Enlightening. I'll be coming on two rap verses later on in the set. So.
Excellent. All right. Well, Lee, thank you so much for bringing everybody down tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having us. It's awesome.
So I always like to start off by talking a little bit about the history of the project. And in your case, you have a very unique journey to where you are now. So to talk people through kind of the Reader's Digest Wikipedia version of, you know, what brought you to us here and your musical journey as well.
I grew up playing a lot of sports, playing softball and basketball. I played softball for 19 years, so from the time I was 6 years old until I retired at 24. Mm-hmm. You retire as an athlete early.
But, yeah.
It's just kind of my character to try a lot of different things. Yeah. I really just enjoy a lot of things, and anything that requires creativity, I'm into it. Mm-hmm. So I definitely, on my own in private, for many, many years, I think until I was in college, I was more like focusing on music in private and not really revealing that side. I mean, I think people knew I really enjoyed music a lot as a sure. fan, but I was studying music, you know, on my own, kind of picking songs apart and songwriting and stuff like that. And I just had to get over a certain fear, I guess, of playing that role, because mm-hmm. people pretty much knew me more as like an athlete. So,
right. Well, you know, you played at a very high level, and you know, in front of a lot of eyes, and you're probably the first All-American that we've had on Locals Only, I think. But I'm curious with that. I mean, that's a level that takes a level of you know, courage and poise, and many of that one would think might translate into performing music live. But what was different as you were making that transition to coming out and performing live? Did you find you were mm-hmm. tapping into a similar part of your brain when you were performing?
Oh, yeah. It really is, like, to me, it's the same process overall. You know, there's practice and there's performance mm-hmm. as an athlete and as a musician. So, you know, a valuable thing I learned as an athlete is that, you know, performance time is not time to practice. Yeah. And sometimes we are actually doing that. We don't realize it. So,
sure.
So to understand that, I think, is really helpful, because, you know, to really focus on the time that you spend practicing, you know, being in a certain mental state, but then in performance, it's like, you know, you're gonna perform as well as what you feel prepared with.
Sure.
So your preparation becomes really important. Yeah. So yeah. I think I chose being a musician because it is very similar. to being an athlete in that process.
Now, tell us about the journey from when you first started coming out and playing music again, playing open mics, all of that, to the point where you're now with this great group of players around you, an album under your belt. What was that journey like?
Oh, so awesome. I mean, I think I came into playing in an interesting way because I recorded early on, I think, in my journey. And so Oscar here is the producer of my album 444, and his studio is Took Sound Studios. Mm. And his wife is one of my best friends, and so lucky me. We had a friendship, And so he produced the album. He recorded all of it. He was a recording engineer and all of it there at his studio. And I really wanted to be able to have something going out. Mm-hmm. You know, when I made the choice to pursue the music like more in a career type way, yeah. I mean, that's just kind of I'm either going to do it and go all out, or I'm not going to do it at all. So, So I wanted to have a CD, you know, mm-hmm. have something to be able to give people to be able to build on that. So I focused on the studio, I think, a lot more before I focused on trying to put myself out there, you know, mm-hmm. and as the process went originally, you know, Oscar, my friend, he was helping me create the CD, but as it went forward, we had a lot of fun together and producing the songs together, creating them, coming up with the sound. And we brought in Eric Truelove to record on the drums, anywhere mm-hmm. you hear the drums on the album, and John June on the bass. They're not with us here today because, you know, they're involved in other projects, very busy. So we have – it's so nice in Tucson that we can just draw from so many mm-hmm. other musicians and collaborate. But anyhow, the recording process is what ended up forming those who went out and played with me. So sure. Eric and John, and we added Greg Robinson on the keyboards after the fact. And so I learned a lot from that recording process, which is its own thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's its own process. And I was so fortunate to just the whole time we recorded, it took about a year and a half for the whole project. And, gosh, I was just pinching myself the whole time, really being able to be in a top-notch studio like Oscar's, because it is very, you know, it's well done. And mm-hmm. And everything I was learning through that process, I was so grateful for, you know, because it really helps me to become more confident, I think, in I guess, sharing what it is that we're creating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll talk more about that process in our next break. I'd love to get back into the music, but first, you've got a couple shows coming up this mm-hmm. week, so let's talk about those.
Yeah, we're playing at Tap and Bottle on Thursday, the 23rd, 8:30 p.m., and who is with us today is going to be there playing. And we're supposed to play in Pine Top at the Barn Bar and Grill on Saturday, the 25th. With the fire going on right now,
gosh.
So we're not exactly sure if that's going to happen yet, but
fingers crossed for a lot of reasons.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, well, you're listening to Locals Only here. We're live in Studio 2A with Lee Lesho. Thanks so much for coming down tonight.
Thank you.
What's next?
And this song is called Lo and Behold.
2, 3, 4.
Time of day, she thought not. say I have fallen so madly in love with you. See, I was doing fine. Just something that I want you to know. Oh, I was doing fine, all on my own, dancing down a bright, beautiful road, singing my song, healing my soul. A lack of what control. Lo and behold, uh-oh, uh-oh, uh-oh. My heart is stolen, oh, so.
This next song is called Little Bear.
Begin this.
naughty. Love your luck, you know you got it. Working hard by day, it's hard. In the desert, we play hard. All for one, we brave this weather. Paws and feathers come together. One for all, we're on a mission. Blowing eyelashes, we're wishing. Under the moonlight, yeah, we're joining the earth and the sky, yeah, under the moonlight, yeah, we're joining the
next one, my brother Nick, Nicholas, and Lightning is going to join us. This one's called Desert Dwellers. Anyway.
Strong, good foundation the tribe had laid. On a tree land drive, I gave a cry to the sun gods, I would pray. Out in the desert where the prophets go to sleep, enlightened by the really seen of society. Times have changed, although the power of the sun remains. Crossing the borders that the human mind will create.
Snoring desert where the desperate dwellers are snoring for foreign treasure with their snorkel, sort of indentured to the scorching weather, snoring back to the source to settle the score with letters. No more bowing to borders and boundaries, arbitrary outlines broke with the bounty. Wasn't for the brown team till my boredom is bouncing, but it's not about me, it's about what's in the brow be. Eagles in CAG need a one vision quest, need to know the vivid viciousness of the villain's nest. Sticking needles aim needy niños to vivas and cariño, keeping knees low like Harvey Villachez. Enlightenment from the same silver raised environment, violated by a racist soldier raids entitlement, slice of microchips in shoulder blades over the train, slow away, stolen by some coyotes. Reach my roots through a creed, soaked in creosote, sneaky drought and creep mode, so all of the creeps are slow. Cheaper smoke, kingdom sold to the creamsicle, man-made borderline keystrokes are creasable. Trace the pain back to the captain sweatshops in B316, a crafty death squad, scandalous headshots, cashing in the sex pot, casting on maternal cattle when her cuff is set off.
Out in the desert where the prophets go to sleep, enlightened by the really seen of society. Times have changed, although the power of the sun remains. Crossing the borders that the human mind will create. Where do we come from and where do we go from here? These are the questions we're all asking, and the answers are right here.
This is Locals Only, and I'm joined here for this hour by a live performance by Lee Lesho and her band. Thank you so much for coming down, everybody.
Thank you for having us.
So, Lee, you know, one thing that's a theme that runs through a number of the songs that you've played is a strong sense of place and a sense of connection to the desert and to this environment. How does that impact your songwriting?
Well, I think I'm from Tucson. I was born in Ajo. We moved here when I was like 3, I think, or so. But we've always been connected to Ajo with our family and everything. Mm-hmm. I mean, our entire family on both sides is just as far back as what we're aware of.
Yeah.
It's been all desert, Mexico and Arizona. And so I definitely feel a very strong connection with the land that I was placed on, that was chosen for me. But, you know, I only went away for 5 years during my college years and then mm-hmm. came back home. And I always knew I would at some point. I did come back sooner than I thought. I met my husband and then never left. But so I think starting the music career and really focusing on trying to build, you know, something there. I mean, I think you write about what you know.
Sure.
You know, and I feel like that where I come from is definitely a lot of my identity. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the songs that we're hearing tonight and the songs that are on the album, when did you first start writing this batch of songs?
This album contains some songs that, you know, there's like 4 or 5 of them were written, even close to 10 years ago.
Wow.
So, over time it was like once I had an opportunity to actually record something, you know, there were like these, I think it was 5 songs, survived over the years. So there are others, but these were the ones that just were there and eventually got to where it was like, okay, now I actually have enough songs that I feel really happy with and very connected with to be able to do a full length album. So, yeah. So it's a good mix though, because then there's, you know, the rest of the songs were written, you know, within a year of recording them. So it was nice because it's a good mix of past and present.
Yeah. And for some of the songs that had been in your rotation for a little while, did you find that the life that they took on when they were recorded was similar to what you would have envisioned going back to 10 years ago when you were putting pen to paper, or did they take a different shape when you went into the studio?
Well, you know, those I think all the songs continually evolve over time.
Sure.
And I do think that there is something to the recording part of it, kind of that being a point, at least for me in my experience, it was like that was the point where it's like, okay, the song is complete and allow it to be, you know, shared in live performances and different, you know, it's always going to have its own life, but no more messing with it, you know, because you could keep messing with a song forever and it will just keep evolving and evolving. And so at some point you have to say, okay, like I'm happy with this. So those songs that were written, you know, almost 10 years ago, those ones were, by the time it was time to record them, they were very different from their original.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some, you know, like Om originally, it was called Holy Water. That was the title of it. And so even that chanting of Om during the chorus, that was something that was added later. Yeah.
Now that you've got the album, that it's out into the world, do you find that the way that you're approaching live shows is different than before you had the album?
Yeah. And you know, I don't really have that many, live shows to go off of before I release the album. Yeah. And I do, again, going back to a question about, you know, my life as an athlete too, I think that, you know, that's probably where I was able to, where I did get a lot of experience in that way, you know, being in front of people and kind of being I was a pitcher, so you know, kind of being in the center and being the leader, of a joint effort, you know. So so I think that probably made up for it, you know, the fact that I was able to kind of record the album and just kind of go into learning as I go, and the shows that I've done since releasing the album, I've gotten much more comfortable quickly from one time to the other.
And what are you looking for? You've brought together an eclectic group for us tonight and for the Tap and Bottle show coming up this week. What is it that you're looking for when you're trying to find a way to translate the album into a live set as you find other players to join you?
We kind of focus, like Oscar and I really focus on the... It's always going to be, you know, an acoustic set with Oscar and I, you know, mm-hmm. at least. And then from there, it's like depending on the venue and how the setup, you know,
right.
should be. Then we have, you know, Eric Chulove, John June, Greg Robinson, and now Matthew Mesa and Lucia Dabdu to kind of fill in, you know, and when schedules permit.
Right.
Like Lucia is in a band called Diluvio, and Matthew is in a band that he fronts called Mesa. So, yeah. Ooh. Yeah. So, we're at this point. We're playing around with things to kind of see what the sound is, and I've really enjoyed. This is a more scaled down version than what we've played. The other shows have been with Eric and John and Greg, and with full drum kit and everything. So mm-hmm. Lucia is on the cajon, the box drum. For those that don't know what that is, right? We call it the box drum. Yeah,
yeah.
So it's been a really, it's been fun to like hear this. This is a different sound than anything we've done. So.
Excellent. Well, we've got time to squeeze in a few more songs here. But before we do, what's the best way if people want to get a copy of the album and hear the songs? What's the best way to do that?
Well, it's digital download in most main places that you'd look, so iTunes. But on my website, leelesho.com, you can purchase it there straight through the website. And I did put, you know, a lot of time and effort into the actual album, so I always encourage people to buy the actual album and let me send it to you.
Perfect.
Sure. All right. The show. We have a show, yeah.
Mm-hmm, at the show. And I also, right now, I do have some at Tucson Coffee Roasters, too. There are some copies there. Yeah, they're my favorite coffee place. Check them out.
Perfect. All right, so the show is going to be at Tap and Bottle on Thursday night.
Yep, 8:30.
All right, and we'll leave you with a few more tunes here by Lee Lesho and her band. Thanks again for joining us here tonight on Locals Only.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go with Tough Love.
Tough Love.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we're going to play a song called Tough Love.
Tough love song on repeat till you
and your cowardly perception. The wave of weightlessness is how I've kept in your perspective. Clowning your perplexing version of the verbal slurs. Serving your vernacular, proceeding with the sparse of words. You're virtual, I'm versatile, do I sound arrogant? Your dirty Larry's delusional, this dude's airing it. Your every risk wherein I care, remember I'm selfish. Welcome to the disrespectful realm of a shellfish.
Welcome.
I'm thirsty and I'm zealous, yes, my tendency's intense. If I tone it down, it's still too much, the temperature of incense.
Ouch.
It wasn't my intent, my hardware is haywire. Hey there, why you hollering hollow thoughts, I'm making hate wiser.
Why?
I'm blazing haze fire, burning your lungs with tough love. Exposing your poser smoke screen, in need of an urgent touch up. Your troublesome persuasion diverges from my surroundings. I wish you the best of luck with suffering which needs surmounting. I'm outie.
You need some time.
No, it's up. Oh, you know, it's a little bit unplugged.
A little bit.
Plug or unplugged.
It's going to be an amazing.
Okay. Huh? Change the guitar.
Okay.
You can tell something between we change. Okay. Ready? 2, 3, 4.
Amazing.
Take to the Sky.
Okay. Yeah. So this next one, Take to the Sky, normally played just with a piano, but tonight. Love is just what happens when we take to the sky. Like a bird in flight, we're gonna do this thing right. And I know it is hard for some to think that this could be right. But all I know is I only know we're always alright. There's a rhythm that underlines the sky. There's an orchestra playing our song tonight. There's a melody in the shadow of the senseless fight. And the harmony of love has been right here the whole time. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. Listen to the sound all around. It steers the speech right. Feel how the wind is telling the skin that you're still alive. And can you see it all just moving in effect in the flame within? You burn too high. And you freeze if you burn too dim. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. Taste the water, nourish the soul, absorbing the light. His body sun and glowing so bright, spinning clockwise. And at the root of all of it, I am an animal just like you. We all need love, we all need food, and this animal has spirit too. So we gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. Child, a mess is a mess. One must confess. There's a lot of pain and unrest when choosing not to be your best. You're one of a kind, and you can never rewind. But this is the time of your life to not only embrace, but invite the light divine. So close your eyes and focus the eye of the mind on a single point in space and time. And no need to decide what you think you might find. Let go of the fears, the flesh, and the tears, and all of the roles you've played through the years. The truth is quite clear. You'll see, the light always appears when you fly. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta take to the sky. We gotta spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. Take to the sky. Take to the sky. Spread these wings wide. The love's right here the whole time. Take to the sky, spread these wings wide, the love's right here the whole time.
Gatekeeper.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Join along.
All right. Last song here is Gatekeeper.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll see you at the Tap and Bottle.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Three, four.
Now that I